Okay, let's begin. Top of Nun Ches Omer Aleph. We just got out of dreams yesterday, and we're back to the discussion of the brachas of the various brachas in this listed in this last parak in the first Mishnah. So yesterday, at the end of yesterday, we spoke about if you see a house of Avodah Zarah, that was already destroyed. So now, top of Nun Ches Omer Aleph. Omer Birmi Bar Ben Elazar. Niskala Bavel, so we're going to get back to brachas in a minute, but now we're just finishing up a little bit. We spoke about yesterday that when you see Bavel, you make certain brachas, so now we're just continuing and finishing up that theme. Amar Yerbi Ben Elazar, Niskala Bavel, Niskalu Shcheineho. When Bavel was cursed, its neighbors were cursed. Rashi quotes, Oyla Rasha, Oyla Shcheineho. Niskala Shomron is Baruchu Shcheineho. When Shomron, meaning the Jewish people, when they were cursed, when there was a churban, Nisbaruchu Shcheineho, then it wasn't as bad for the neighbors. Niskala, what are the makoros for this? Niskala Bavel, Niskalu Shcheineho. When Bavel was cursed, the neighbors were also cursed. Echsib, Nisantil Marashki Pod, Vagme Mayim. So the pasuk tells me that the neighbors also got it bad. Niskala Shomron is Baruchu Shcheineho. But by Shomron, when Shomron was cursed, but its Shechinim did not get it bad, they were okay. Dechsiv v'santi Shomron la'ai hasadeh l'matoi karim. But it says that the Shomron was la'ai, that was for a desolation. But then l'matoi karim, the neighbors were able to plant their vineyards. So you see, it was they were mizbarich. Okay, now back to bracha. Sixth line on from the top. Amarav Rav Hamnuna. Now today we're going to talk about various different brachas that. That you might have heard of. If you see large populations of Jews, you see a lot of Jews together. Omer Baruch Chacham Arizim. You say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Chacham Arizim, the one who is wise, Harizim, who knows secrets. Right, calling Hashem the one who knows secrets. Rashi explains that Hashem knows what's in everybody's heart. You see everybody, so many Jews, and Hashem knows who's in everybody's heart. Ochlusi Ovdei Kochavim. If you see many non-Jews together. Omer Bosha Imchem, right? The pasuk from Yirmiyahu that your mother is embarrassed. I guess it's not such a nice pasuk, but about Ovdei Kochavim. So I guess if you have a football stadium full of Ovdei Kochavim, 85,000 people, and you assume that they're Ovdei Kochavim, so then maybe you'd say this bracha. Tanur Rabbanan, Haroa Uchlusei Yisrael, Omer Baruch Chacham Arizim. So Gemara gives a different interpretation. Rashi had said that Chacham Arizim secrets because Hashem knows what's in everybody's heart. The Gemara gives a little different interpretation. Baruch Chacham Arizim, She'ein Daitam Dom Ezel Azeh. Their minds are not similar to each other. Ve'ein Partzufandam Ezel Azeh. You are the one who created, who knows about all these people who are so different. They don't think alike, they don't look alike. Right, similar to the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, which says, right, if you kill somebody, you kill an olam male because everybody's different. They're part sofein or domos, they're deos and domos. Ben Zoma ra uchlusash al gavmala baharabayis. Ben Zoma was once standing on Harabayis, and he looked down and he saw throngs of Jews. Omar baruch hacham arazim. First pasuk, Ubarak Shabar Kal Elul Hashem Sheni. And blessed are all these people who were created to serve me. One of there are various chazals that everybody in the world or everything in the world is to serve a Talmud Chacham. So Ben Zoma says, all these people are there to serve me. Hu Aya Omer, Ben Zoma, who was an usher, who was rich, used to say the following. Kama Yagios Yaga Adam Arishon Hashemasa Pas Lecho. Adam Arishon worked so hard in order to create and make bread to eat. Harash v'zarav, he plowed, he planted, v'katzer, he cut, v'amar, he gathered, v'dash, he threshed, v'zarav, and he winnowed, ubarar, he separated, v'tachan, he ground, v'hirkid, and he sifted, v'lash, and he kneaded, v'af, and he baked. We know those. Those are the 11 sidur d'pas. Those are the first 11 of the Malach HaShabbos. Right? So it makes sense. Those are the three 11 things that you do to process bread. So everybody, the other reason had to do this. V'yachar kach achal, and after that he ate, v'ani, v'zoma says, me? I don't have to work for anything. And I find everything ready for me. So he says, it's unbelievable. And how much did Adam Rishon have to work? Until he had clothing. Right? Originally, Hashem gave him the first ones. Right? He gave him the fig leaves. But after that, he had to make his own clothes. So what did he do? He had to work. He had to make clothing. Gazaz, he had to shear the wool. V'lavan, he had to clean it. Nafas, he had to comb it. Tava, he had to spin the threads. V'aragan, he had to weave it. And I find all of these ready for me. Kol umanios, it says on the side, kol umanios sokdos ubos the petach beisi. Everybody comes, all the workers come to my door. Rashi here says that he was rich and everybody came to find work. Do you need clothing today? Can I do any work for you? Vani mashkim motzi kol elofanai. So Bezomo says, and I have everything. In other words, he was makir that he had so much. That's the context the Gemara is going to talk about, having a karas atov for what one has. Hu haya omer, Ben Zoma used to say the following. Oreach tov, mahu omer. What does a not good guest say? And it's an issue, you know, whether this is something that you should say to your host, or it's just something that a good guest says to himself. Either way, look what the host has done for me. Look how much the Bala Bias is going out for me. Kama Basar Hevi Lefanai. Look how much meat he brought me. Kama Yayin Hevi Lefanai. Look how much wine. Kama Kusklos Hevi Lefanai. Look how much bread and mizonos. V'chomash Atarach Latarach Alo Bishvili. Look what he did for me. So much. Oh, what a great host. What a Bala Bias. Aval Oreach Ra, my Womer. What does an Oreach Ra say? Mashat Oreach Tarach Bala Bias. Zeh Pas writes Bala Bias. What did he do? He was making it for himself anyway. What do you mean? He made anything for me? Zepazacha zachalti. I hardly ate anything. I had a little piece of cookie. Chaticha acha zachalti. Kosecha shasisi. I drank a little bit. Kosha tarech dark malabai zel or tarech labishvelishto ubanav. What he made for his family. So he made a whole pot. So I took one. He did anything specifically for me? Okay, that's not. Come on. He didn't do some things for me. Alarech tov ma omer. What does the pasuk say about a good guest? Zachor ki saskipa alo asher soru anashim. Alarech raksiv lachen yiruhu anashim v'chulu. Some of the Bali Musar point out that this is a metaphor for life, that we are the guests in life, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bala Bias, and our job in life is to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's giving everything to us, and he didn't make anything for his wife and kids. He's everything that we have. I had the metaphor of the Chavetz Chaim was once passing through a town. It's a famous story, I'm sure you know, that somebody asks him. So he walks into somebody's house and he says, "Wow, I'm sorry." Somebody's passing through his town and he's at home, and somebody goes into the Chavetz Chaim's home and he doesn't have so much furniture there. So he says, "Where's your furniture?" So Chavetz Chaim says, "Where's your furniture?" So the guy says, "I'm just passing through. I'm a traveler." So Chavetz Chaim says, "So am I." He says, we're all travelers, we're all guests, and we have to have the proper hakaras hatov based on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us all. Okay, next, v'ha'ish, b'yimei Shaul zakein bo ba'anashim, back to the multitudes. There was a man in the days of Shaul that was an older man, bo ba'anashim, he came with men. What does that mean, he came with men? This is referring to Yishai. Yishai was one of the four people that never sinned, the Gemara says in Shabbos. So it was Yishai, David's father, and that he went out with multitudes, whenever he came in it was with multitudes, and he gave shear in multitudes. Amar Ula, so that's why that's the pasuk is referring to Yishai. Amar Ula naktinan ein uchlusa b'bavel. Ula says there's no uchlusa in Bavel. In other words, when you see multitudes of Jews, the Gemara is limiting that. That's only when you see a huge gathering of Jews in Bavel, not in Bavel, only in Eretz Yisrael. Explains the Madani Yantif, one of the Mefarshim on the Rosh, because it's when you see millions and millions and thousands of Jews in Galus, it's not appropriate to say a bracha. You know, we're not where we're supposed to be. The whole halacha of saying a bracha on the throngs of Jews is only when you see them in Eretz Yisrael. And that's how the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin. Tana ein ochlosa p'chusim yishishim ribo. And what's the minimum number of population? Shishim ribo, which is 600,000. Meaning 10,000, which is 600,000. Remember they were talking about when the last time this happened. So they say by Rav Shlomo Zalman's Levaya, that was like the last major, since Bayis Sheni, that was probably the biggest Jewish get-together. Right? The hundreds of thousands of Jews, all, even the Siyam HaShas, you don't have hundreds of thousands of Jews all together in one place. But with Rav Shlomo Zalman, but Levaya it was like the whole Yerushalayim, you couldn't get in. It was just, they said that was the biggest get-together of Am Yisrael. Rav Shlomo Zalman was a ma'achid, not only b'chaim. But the biggest get-together of Chai Yisrael, so maybe you could have made that bracha then. I don't exactly know how many. Fine. Taner Rabbanan, about 10 lines into the wide lines. Haroa, other brachas. Haroa Chachma Yisrael, if you see a wise man, if you see a big Talmud Chacham, one of the Doli Ador, Omer, you say the following bracha. Baruch Chechalach Mechachbasu Lireyev. Blessed is Hashem, who is Mechalek, who apportions from his Chachma to the ones who fear him. If you see a wise non-Jew, it's a question whether he's wise in one area or he has to be wise in all areas of knowledge. Either way, Omer Baruch Shenasan Michachmaso, and the Gra changes this to what we have, Labasar Vadam. He Hashem gave from his Chachma to men. The Taz on Shulchan Aruch points out, what's the difference between seeing a wise Jew and a wise non-Jew? The wise Jew, you say, Shechalak Michachmaso. Chalak. Chalak Michachmaso, while by a non-Jew it's Nasan. What's the difference between Chalak and Nasan? So the Taz explains that by Chalak, that reflects a connection, a yichus between the chelek and mimashin is chalek mimenu, from what it was taken from, because a portion is only a portion of a whole. So if it's chalek mi'chachma, so that shows that we have a connection, the Tabal Chachma has a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a yachas between them. That's chalek. So that's why by a Jewish, that's the wisdom of the Torah is a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But by Chachma, nasa mi'chachma, so l'basa v'adam, that's just nasa. When you give a present, you give it to, it's not yours anymore. You gave a present, that's it. So that's the difference between Chalak and Nasan. It's a good way to remember it also. You have to remember the different brachos, Nasan and Chalak. Haroa Malka Yisrael, if you see a Jewish king, Omer Baruch Shechalak Mechavodo Lireyav, again Chalak, gave from his covet to the ones who fear him. Malka Yovdei Kochavim, Omer Baruch Shenasan Mechavodo, again the Gra changes it, Labasar Batam. Either way, it's Nasan versus Chalak. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, we had this earlier twice, you see Tess and Yutes. If you know that the king is passing through town, if you know the president is coming, you should go see him. A Jewish king, not only a Jewish king, even if there's a non-Jewish king with authority is passing through town, you should go see them. You know why? Shem Yizkeh. Because if you're zochet to Olam Haba, Yavchid bin Malchi Yisrael Malchi Yovdei Kochavim, you'll remember the kavod that this human king is getting, and you'll realize what real kavod is. You'll see the greatest kavod that is given to a human, and then ultimately you'll see what real kavod is, and you'll recognize the difference. Rav Sheshes, the post can point out that only the first time. Let's say you've seen the president, let's say the president has the halacha of a king, because he's the most powerful. So then if you see him once, they say that once is, you don't have to be mavata your Torah again to go see him twice. You already saw the cover that he got the first time, and that'll be enough to be Yavchen. Okay, Rav Sheshes Akinar Havi. Rav Sheshes was blind. So the whole one time, Rav Sheshes' town went out to see the king who was passing through. The Kam Azal Bahadayu, and Rav Sheshes went to join them, even though obviously he couldn't see. Ashkechei Ahut Stuki, a heretic, found Rav Sheshes. Amrlei, Chatzvi Lanahara, whole pitchers to the river. In other words, it makes sense to bring a whole pitcher to a river. That's useful. Kagane Laya, but broken pitchers, what's going on? Meaning, why are you going to see the king? You can't see anyway. Omar Lay, Rav Sheshes says, you listen up. Tachazi, diadana tveminach. You'll see that I know more than you know. Chalaf Gunda Kamaisa, the first group of soldiers pass by. Kika Avsha, and everybody starts screaming. Omar Lay, Hutstuki, Asamach, the king's here. Omar Lay, Rav Sheshes, Lokasi, no, he's not here yet. Chalaf Gunda Tinyasa, the second group of soldiers goes by. Kika Avsha, it was a loud noise. Like Avsha Milsa, we have the concept on Shabbos and Yontif. You got Avsha when there's a loud noise. Amalei Hutzduki, Hashakasi Malka. Here's the king now. So Amalei Rav Sheshes, Lokasi Malka. Now you're wrong again. Finally, Chalof Tlisoi, a third group of soldiers go past. Kika Shaska, and it was quiet. Amalei Rav Sheshes, Vade Hashto Asu Malka. Now the king's coming. A hush descends on the crowd. Rav Sheshes says, now I know. The king's coming. Amalei Hutzduki, Minalachaha. The Suki says, how do you know this? So Amalei, the Machuz of the Arki, Machuz of the Rakia. So Rav Sheshes says it's a pasuk. Pasuk says we compare a human Malchus to the heavenly Malchus. The pasuk says in Malachim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu comes in very soft, quiet times also. Tzeva Mata Bar Lepnei Hashem, go stand on the mountain. V'hinei Hashem over v'ruach gedolah v'chazak mefarek harim. The Spirit of God goes and breaks mountains. Mishaber Slam Lepnei Hashem lo beruach Hashem. The breaker of the mountains, Hashem's not in that event. V'achar haruach rash lo barash Hashem. And after the wind comes a noise, Hashem's not in there either. V'achar rash eish lo ba'eish Hashem. V'achar ha'eish kol d'mamadaka. And after the fire, a soft, quiet voice. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in there. So Kiyasa Malka Pasach Rav Sheshes, when the king finally came back to the story, Rav Sheshes says, V'kam Avarech Le, and gives him a bracha. Amalei Hutzduki, L'man Dalo Chazis Le, Kam Avareches. Right, you're giving a bracha to the one who you can't see? That's not too nice. So the Gemara just says, My Havi Alada Hutzduki, what happened to that Stuki in the end? Either his friends put out his eyes. I guess as mida keneged mida, you're making fun of Rav Sheshes who can't see, so maybe you don't deserve to see. Or Rav Sheshes himself, maybe like put his eye to him and took care of him. Made him, ayin hara. Maybe ayin hara, but again, has to do with the eye. So again, might be some type of mida keneged mida. How do you know the first two? How do you know the first two times? I guess he had experience. He had a sixth sense of what's going on. Even Marshall, last night I took my son to the Met game last night. So we left. We didn't stay to the end. We left towards the end. So we were outside. So we kept hearing the crowd. So we're like trying to figure out, you know, what happened? Was it long enough? It couldn't have been a home run because it was only a loud cheer. Maybe somebody was coming up to bat. But it's a whole chachma to know about sounds. What does sounds reflect? You know, what event the sounds reflect. So if you have enough experience and you're logical enough, you can kind of figure out, what happens. Right, shofar, the sounds. Shofar is a cry. Okay. Rav Shila nagdi alahu gavra de malka, lahu gavra de bal mitzras. Rav Shila once gave malkus to somebody who lived with a non-Jew, de bal mitzras. The Rambam, if you look at where it's quoted here, the Rambam in Hilchos Isuri Bia talks about the isra of being with a non-Jewess. The Rambam is Mechalik between whether it's a Daraisa or a very, very, very ancient Isser Drabanan. If somebody lives with a non-Jew, Bekfius, Derech Ishus, then that's an Isser Daraisa. But if it's Derech Mikras, so then it's a very, 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 very old Isser Drabanan. Very Chomer Isser Drabanan, but a very old Isser Drabanan. So where did that come from? It comes from here. Because here, Rav Shila gave Malchus Mardus. Right, that for Lachor is an Issa Drabanan. Also, Achavei Kursi Bimalka. So this guy was upset at Rav Shela. So he went to tattletale on Rav Shela, get him in trouble. So the Gemara, what does it mean? Achavei Kursi. Kursi was like a snack food. So when you went to tattletale on somebody, you like schmooze with them and had a little snack. These kursim. So that's what the Lushans used. He went to tell the king. Amar ikachagavar bihudoy dekadayin dina below her mona demalka. There's a Jew who judges without the authority of the government. So Shadele Pristikas, they sent a shliach to Rav Shela. Kiasa, when the shliach came, Amrilei, my taima nagdase lahai. Why did you give him, why did you whip him? Amrilu, debal chamarta. He was with a chamar. Amrilei, Islach Asadi, you have witnesses for this? What a terrible act. Amrilu, in, yes, I have witnesses. Who's the witness? Asa Elio, Anavi comes. Idmile Ke'inish, he always comes at the right time. He appears like a man. He appeared like a man, Vasid. And he gave testimony that this is what this man did. Amrilei, Hachi Barktolahu. They say Rav Shela, if he did this, then he should have killed him. What do you just give him Malchus for? So Amar Lahu, Rav Shela says, Anan biyom adegalin and me'arin lestachan lan rishus lamikdal. Right, we're not allowed to kill. Once we went into Galus, we don't have our Sanhedrin, we're not allowed to kill. My debe isun avidube. What you want to do, please be my guest. So now Rav Shela all of a sudden is the nice guy. Rav Shela says, oh, I didn't kill him. You know, it's beyond my authority. You know, if you want to, then you can. Meanwhile, as they were looking into the din, Vedina, Pasak Rav Shila v'Yamar. Meanwhile, Rav Shila starts waxing eloquent, darshaning psukim. L'cho Hashem Agdula, like two-thirds of the way down. L'cho Hashem Agdula v'Hagavura, right, the pasuk we say in Vayavarach David. Amarle Mike Amris. They say, what are you saying? So the government, the messengers asks Rav Shela. So Amalahu Haki Kamina. I'm mentioning the pasuk, the pasuk from my Tanakh. Berich Rachman of Yom Achuzet Darak and Achuzet Rakia. Blessed is God who makes the government on earth similar to the government in Shemayim. V'yavlechu Shultan Brachmi Bedina. Oh, you're such a great government. Oh, you do such great din. In other words, Rav Shela all of a sudden is turning the tables. He's getting on the good side. Amru Chaviva Le Yakra De Machusa Kolei Hai. Look at this guy. He has such respect for us. Such respect for the government. Yov Le Kufa. They gave him a stick. Amru Le Don Dina. So you judge. You be the. You do whatever you want. He have nothing. So finally, when he left, when the government people left, Amru Le Hu Gavra. Avid Rachmana Nisi Le Shakri Hachi. So this guy who was trying to get Rav Shela in trouble says, Hashem does nisim for lies? Meaning Eliyahu Hanavi came to make up a story? Hashem says Eliyahu Hanavi to lie? So Amar Lei, no. Rasha, lav chamri ikru? But you were with a mitzris. So halachically, they're called chamorim. Dechsib asher b'sar chamorim b'sarim. Right? So therefore, I'm not lying. So Chazi to Kaazel Amemer Lahu to Karinu Chamri. All of a sudden, Rav Shela sees this guy run outside to go tell the government that the Rav Shela called non-Jews donkeys. So Amar, hi Rodefu. So Rav Shela says, he's a Rodef, right? Rodef means somebody who's putting your life in danger. But Torah Amar, the halacha is in Balhar Gecha Hashkim Lahargo. You're allowed to kill in self-defense. Lachi Bakufi Vekatle. So Rav Shela takes care of him. Omar, so Rav Shela then says, Hov is Abili Nisa Bahai Kura Darishnale. Since a nace happens while I was saying this pasuk, meaning Rabbi Yohanan became, and I got out of trouble, I'm going to darshan this pasuk. In other words, when we want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something, we learn Torah, and we darshan. Right, that's what he just says. Since a nace happened to me, I'm going to darshan. B'cha Hashem Magdula, what are all these words of greatness of Hashem referred to in the pasuk? B'cha Hashem Magdula is that Maisa Bracious. B'cheinu Omer Osa Gdola Sanin Cheker. Right, that where you see Gdolos referred to as Maisa Bracious. B'gvura Ziyasiyas Mitzrayim. Shenemar Vayari Shol Ziyara Gdola. But Tiferes Zechama Levana Shamnu Lo Yeshua. Tiferes is referring to the sun and the moon which stopped in the days of Yeshua. Shneemar Vayidom Hashemesh V'yareach Amad V'chulu. V'haneitzach Zu Ba'palas Hashal Romi. Neitzach refers to Hashem defeating Rome. V'cheinu Omer V'yez Nitzcham Al Bigdei V'chulu. V'yahod Zom Melchemes Nachlei Arnon, which we refer to at the beginning of the parak, right? Remember Nachlei Arnon on Yontif when the rocks came, the mountains came together and the blood started going down and the two Mitzrayim realized. That's the war of Sisra. Right? Sisra, that we think about Sisra on Rosh Hashanah. Aim Sisra. That's the one that cried 100 cries, and that's why we cry 100 cries. Again, every word in this pasuk refers to something great Hashem did. Amr of Chanabar Abba, Amr of Yochanan, what does it mean? L'chol l'rosh, he's the head of everything. Afilu resh gargisa, min shemayim manule. Even the head of the one who digs holes, Rashi says, is appointed by Hashem. Any dadi who has a position in life comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zashkach on everything. V'masis etanem shedir Rabbi Akiva, v'chashem agdul zekriyas yamsuf, v'agvur zumakas b'choros, v'atever zumatan torah, v'anezach zirushalayim, v'yahod zu beis hamikdash. So again, every word in the pasuk refers to something else great that Hashem did. Interesting, it's not just events that happened. It's Yerushalayim and beis hamikdash also. Netzach and hod. Glory refers to Yerushalayim, not just events. Okay, here we go. Some good stuff here. Everything's good, but now we got some exciting things. Tana Rabbanan. Haroa Bati Yisrael B'Yishuvan Omer Baruch Matziv Gvul Amana. If somebody sees Bate Yisrael, houses of Bnei Yisrael B'Yishuvan in their, when they were built up in their Yishuv, you say the bracha Matziv Gvul Amana, that Hashem has stood up the boundary of the Amana of the widow. What does this mean? So if you look in, very unclear what this means. Well, when you see your relative's house in Eretz Yisrael that built, you make this bracha. So the poskim limit this. You look at Rashi already, the first Rashi, Kagon B'Yishuv Bayesheni. Bayesheni, which was right after the first Churban, when they came back. So then, let's say if you see today something that was built from the time of Bayesheni, then you say that bracha. This is one of the days quoted in Shulchan Aruch. If you look in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Chav Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you see Harov Batizo B'Yishuvan, Kigod B'Yishuv Bayesheni, Rashi, Omer Baruch Hashem Elkeinu Nachlam Matziv Gvul Amana. So that's what he says. But the Mishabura quotes various other poskim. He says, Ve'efsher dafka be'eretz Yisrael u'bizman bayesheni kamar. Maybe, first of all, it only means at Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, after bayesheni, it means when they came back there. Aval bizman hazeh afilu be'eretz Yisrael lo. Maybe this bracha doesn't apply today at all. And then he says, Ve'rif pirish, the riff on our Gemara says, you know what it means? Shuls. Bate Yisrael means Bate Knesios Shemis Paulin Besochan. V'chein Noagu Ha'olam, says the Mishnah Berurah, that people only make these brachas when they see a shul. But according to this, says the Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't matter where. When you see a shul, which is post the Churban Abayis, then this is also already a kiyam. This is a Mikdash Ma'at. It's already a kiyam ksas of Matzav Gvul Al Mana. We're already on our way back. So therefore, maybe you should say this bracha. And they just quote the Prima Gadim at the end, that still, since we're not really sure exactly when to make this bracha and when not to, you should make it without shame and malchus. And that's why generally, almost all these brachas, we say we don't exactly know when to say it and how to say it, so we usually say Barach Matziv Gvul Al Mana. But definitely, if it seems like, if you see, according to all shitas, like to try to put it all together, if you see a shul in Eretz Yisrael, from Bayesheni, then for sure. But even not that, you know, it doesn't hurt to say Baruch Matziv Gvul Al Mana. If you go to Eretz Yisrael and you see a beautiful shul, to say that, say those words. B'churbanan, Rachman al-Aslan, if you see a destroyed house of Israel, which again, maybe if you have the contrast, would mean a destroyed shul. Omer Baruch Dayan Ha'emes. Bati Ovdik Lachavim Yishuvan, if you see a house of Avodah Zarah, Omer Beis Ge'im Yisach Hashem. Hashem should wipe it out. V'chorbanen Omer Kel Nekamas Hashem, Kel Nekamas Sofia. You say, oh, Hashem took Nekama. Ulevrev, Chazavi Ka'azli Baruchah, they were walking on the way, Kimati Episcopal Debir of Chana Barchani Loi. When they passed by Rav Chana Barchani Loi's the gate of his house, we'll see, there used to be a house there, but now it's the gate of the ruins of the house. Nagad Rav Chisda v'Isnach. Rav Chisda went, ugh, he krechts, right? He groaned, he sighed. So I'm like, Ula, amaykum znacht, what's the matter? Why are you kvetching? Bahama Rav, anacho shoferes chati gufo shel adam. Kvetching and sawing breaks half of a person's body. Right from his loins. The loins are in the middle of your body. Right, the whole person's body. Because they will say to you, so it's interesting. Groaning and sighing breaks a person's body. It's all about the mood. You know, every time if we act, if we walk around, you know, so first of all, it's if you're around people, then it breaks their bodies too. If people are kvetching, it gives you a headache, but even your own body, right? It says here, you have to, right, like the Sefer Chinuch always says, Achrei ha'pu'ulos himshachos halavavos. We're influenced by our actions. If we're upset, then we act like we're upset, then we act, and we talk, you know, we walk around with a sad face, and looking down, it's going to affect us. But if we get up, and we jump, and we have a jump in our steps, so then that itself will affect us also. So the Rav, who's here? Ula, asked Rav Chisda, why are you groaning? So I'm going to hechei lo isnech. How could I not groan? A house which used to have 60 bakers by day, and 60 bakers by night, and they used to bake for anybody who needed. And the owner of the house, Rav Chana, used to keep his hand in his pocket by his wallet all day. Why? Maybe a poor person is going to come by. So he's going to need money, and meanwhile, while I go look for my money and go put my hands in my pocket, he's going to be embarrassed, he's going to leave. If I have it ready and I give it to him, wonderful. But if I'm there and I'm looking, I'm trying to find the change, you know, sometimes it's embarrassing for him. So Rabbi kept his hand in his pocket all day. Visu, and also, there was a door on each side. Whoever came in hungry left satiated. And during famine years, they used to just throw extra food out the window without even looking who's going to get it. Whoever was embarrassed, who didn't want to take the food by day, they came to take it at night. So Rav Chisda ends off his soliloquy. He says, this house fell down, and I'm not going to be upset. Right? Of course I have to groan. Right? The context of the Gemara is talking about houses and shuls that were destroyed. So Ula, trying to comfort him, says, Hachiyam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, this is just fulfilling Hashem's word. It said that once there was a Beis HaMikdash, then the houses of Tzadikim were going to be destroyed. They'll be desolate. But don't worry, Rabbi Yochanan said that they're going to be rebuilt again. Those who trust in Hashem will be like Har Tzion. What's the comparison? Har Tzion, Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lachzir Liyishuvo. Just like Har Tzion, Hashem is going to rebuild. So too, the houses of Tzadikim, Hashem is going to rebuild. So therefore, don't worry. Yes, it's destroyed, but it's going to be rebuilt. Shades of, what does this remind you of? Last Gemara in Makkos, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, you're walking by Harabayas. You know, there's no worry. The other Nebuah is going to happen. So Chazi the Lomi Yashiv Daiti. He saw Rav Chisda was still upset. Amrle Dayel Eveshi Karabo. He at least says, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house was destroyed. Is it right for our houses to be up? So that's the second way he tried to, first he tried to appease him that don't worry, be optimistic. No, that's the best way, but it didn't work. Then he just says, Lamaisa, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house is b'churban, so it's only appropriate that his avadim servant houses are b'churban also. Okay, that's all about seeing houses, about the Yisrael, about the Ovdei. Next, Tanur Rabbanan, Harua Kivri Yisrael. If somebody sees graves of Bnei Yisrael, Jewish graves, Omer. So, and some people have the minhag to say this when they go to a cemetery. Some people only say it when they're actually Avelim. Baruch Asher Yatzar Eschem Badin, blessed are you who created, right, Asher Yatzar Eschem Badin, you're talking to the Kfaris, kind of. Right, he created you Badin, Vezon Eschem Badin, and he satiated you unjustly, Vechilko Eschem Badin, and he again sustained you, Vasaf Eschem Badin, and then he gathered you in, meaning he took you, Vasid Lahakimchem Badin, and he will in the future bring you up and be Mechaya you Badin. Right, so you're talking to the we'll question whether the mason knows what's going on. That's a separate. We had that in the third parak. Remember that discussion of the ruchos and the all the stories that we had in the third parak. So Marbrei Dravina Masayim B'Mishay Derav. Marbrei Dravina B'Mishay Derablachman added on a line. The Yodea Mispar Kolchem. He knows your number. V'Hu Asid L'Hachi Yoschem Lo Kayem Eschem, and he will make you alive and be Mekayem you. Baruch Mechaya Hamason. That's the bracha you say. Interesting slack on this Gemara. The slack knows what's the difference between the two formulations. Actually, there are two formulations here, but even if you look in our formulation, we have V'yodea mispar kolchem, he knows your number, V'hu asid lahach yoschem, and he's going to lift, he's going to make you alive l'kayim eschem. So the slack says, if you look in the Rif has an opposite girsa. The Rif says, the Rif's girsa is... where is it? V'asid l'hach yoschem, v'yodea mispar kolchem. So is Hashem first going to count you and then lift you up and make you alive? Or that's the Rif. The Rif says first he's going to make you alive and then he's going to count you. And our Gemara says first he's going to count you and then he's going to make you alive. What did the Rif change it for? What's going on here? So again, if I don't really understand this concept, but if you want to do more research, here's one of the Makoros. He says, Yadua, says that's an Oda B'Yehuda talking. No, to be who this is a litvak. Yaduak in his parsim bumasenu sheish gilgul neshamas. We know there's a concept of gilgul neshamas, says the tzlach. V'neshama achas misgalgelas pa'amayim v'shalosh. U'b'chol pa'am ha'guf hu guf acher einenu guf harishon. Right, neshamas go in different forms throughout their history. U'la'asid b'tchias ha'mesim eichi yu tchias ha'gufim. But there's a suffix in the philosophers, what's tchias ha'mesim going to be? Which guf is going to, is it only going to be the last guf that the neshama is in, or is it going to be all the goofim throughout the rolling, the gilgul of the neshama? So says the Nodav Yehuda, says the Tzlach, maybe this is the two gersos in the Gemara. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu first going to count Yodeh Mispar Kolchem, and then L'Hachios Bedin? He's going to count us all up, meaning focus on all the stages, and then be Mechaya Mesim, which is everybody, or the other gersa of first be Mechayas, and then your DM is parkulchem. Either way, this is a makar for Gilgul Neshamas. Major machlokas Rishonim, whether there is such a concept or not. Some Rishonim say for sure there is. Some Rishonim say for sure there isn't. So either way, this is a makar that you could put on your list. Okay. I guess it doesn't apply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, once they're already dead, you know, you might not have Ayin Hara. Okay. Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim, if somebody sees non-Jewish graves, Omer Busha Inchem, same pasuk as before. Interesting here also, if you look at Tos, not yet. Oh, we did that already. Let's talk. Amri Shua Ben Levi. Haroes Chavir Lach HaShalosh Yom Baruch Shechiyonu V'Kibonu V'Yernu L'Zman Hazeh. Right, if you see Reb Shua Ben Levi says, if you see your friend that you haven't seen in 30 days, you say the bracha of Shechiyonu. Tosas here says it has to be a friend that you're really a good friend. A friend that gives you simcha when you see him. Dafka chaveru hachaviv alav. Al beinu nacher lo. Has to be somebody that you really love and like. Right? Sometimes when I go, my three siblings live in Israel, so maybe I won't see my brother for a year or two. When I go see my brother, you know, you can say the bracha. Baruch shechiyonu v'kimanu v'genu l'zman hazeh. Again, whether you say it with Shem and Malchus, that's already scary. Again, certain sheet to say you do. But if it's somebody who's chaviv, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. That if somebody is chaviv, so then, you can say it. The Ramah says though, in the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Chav Gimel, this might explain a lot of what we do. After, in the context of Yol De Ishto, right? There's so many brachas we're talking about here. We're talking about Shechiyonu. We're going to talk about a Tova Meitiv. You're supposed to say a bracha. The Shulchan Aruch says when you have a son, when you have a daughter, when you see a daughter, all different types of brachas. So the Ramah adds the Yeshakasu Shenagul Hakel beBracha Zu Sheena Chova Ela Rishus Umezenis Pashet SheRabim Mekilim BeElu HaBrachos. Right, the Ramah says that we're makel by all these brachas because A, we don't know exactly when to say them. Number two, they're not chovos, they're reshuyos. It's not like a bracha on a lulav. But the Mishnah Berurah points out that it's eino nachon, that it's good to say the bracha, at least without shame and malchus. So if you ever see your friend, you know, it doesn't hurt. It can't hurt to say, baruch shechyono v'kimono v'yono l'zman hazeh, if you haven't seen them in 30 days. That's, again, even if you, like, have mixed feelings for them. You know, it's not your best friend, but it's a kiyum. It's a kiyum to say that. It's, they'll say what? But then they'll realize, and they'll feel good when you say it. If you haven't seen somebody in 12 months, Omer Baruch Mechaya Mason. I've gotten to say that yesterday. I saw somebody in the Bronx Zoo I haven't seen in over a year. I said, Baruch Mechaya Mason, tomorrow's daf. He said, wow. So anyway, so that's what you say if you haven't seen somebody after 12 months. Well, what does 12 months have to do with Chiyas HaMesim? Omar Rav, Ein HaMes Mishtachek Men Alev El Achash Neimas HaChodesh. A mace, somebody's only forgotten from the heart after 12 months. Shnei Amar, Nishkafti Kemes Milev HaYisi Kiklei Oved. So 12 months is the time of forgetting. So this line, actually, in the middle of this Aganata, has a lot of halachic ramifications. It reflects and causes halachas. Rashi here says, the chatzit of Yeyush. In a couple of years, we'll get to Bav Metziah. Bav Metziah is all about Yeyush Bailam. Right? When if I find something, when could I assume that the Bailam have lost hope of getting it back? You don't want any Metziahs yet? Right? So when could I assume that they don't want, they, right? Like a pencil. If I find a pencil on the street, then it could be automatically. Everybody gives up hope from finding a pencil. There's no simon on it, etc. But what about there's been a pair of glasses over there for about 6 months? So when can we assume that people have had yeyush? So Rashi says 12 months. 12 months, people forget about things. So you see here, because people are in shichas, that's why after Yud Beis Chodesh, that's when you say the bracha tekiyas lemesim. Number one. Number two, there's a tshuva of the Chassam Sofer that we spoke about a couple of years ago where he talks about Parsha Zachar. Right? Parsha Zachar, where the Torah says you have to remember a malik. So how often do you have to remember a malik? So the Chassam Sofer said, based on Chazal, that you have to remember as long as you don't forget. So how many times do we have to remember it so that we don't forget? So Chazal assumed once a year. So once a year you have to remember, and that way you won't forget. It says Lotishkach. So the Chassam Sofer says, what about in a leap year? When in a leap year, when you have 13 months. So the Chassam Sofer says, as a safek, is it a year? And if over 12 months you forget, it says Yud Beis Chodesh year. So what do you do? Or is it 13 months? And then 13 months will be up the creek, because we have 13 months between two Parshas Zachars. So says the Chassam Sofer, don't worry about it. It doesn't really mean 12 months. It means a year. It means the cycle of a year, like the Yomim Tovim and Chanukah. So it means a year. The Maram Shik, the Chassam Sofer's Talmud, in the Tshuva, in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, he's Machmir. He quotes and says, when you have a leap year, like this past year, then you had to know about it the summer before and have Kavanah by Parshas Kiseitse to be Yosei the Mitzvah of Parshas Zachar. That's what we did in Shul. Before Kiseitse, this past summer, we said it's a leap year, so to be Machmir for that Maram Shik, you have to be, even though his Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer, seemed to say that you don't have to be Machmir. Most posts say you don't have to be Machmir, but at least it's a possibility because of this line, Yud Beis Chodesh. And finally, there's one more line. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Avelos, quotes, there's a minhag, again, it's not such a minhag now, Bizman Hazeh, but there is a minhag in some places to have a Kamas HaMatzeva, what we call unveiling, right after Yud Beis Chodesh. And the Kiva Eger says, because part of the point of a Matzeva is to help remember, and the first year you don't need any help. You don't need any help. That's why Avelos is for Yud Beis Chodesh. Because the first year, you remember. You don't need any external stimuli to try to help you remember. But after Yud Beis Chodesh, the Rebbe Eger quoted, there's a minhag to put up a matzeva. So that's after Yud Beis Chodesh. Rav Shachter quotes this on the first page of Nefesh HaRav, which is a sefer all about Rav Soloveitchik. It came out for the yard site, the first yard site. Rav Shachter quotes this Rebbe Kiva Eger, and he said that's why the ultimate matzeva for tzaddikim is Dibrei Torah of theirs. That's why he came out with the sefer Dafka. This is a matzeva of Rav Soloveitchik. He came out with the sefer right by the first yard site. Okay, so you see halachos that come from this line about forgetting after 12 months. Fine. Rav Papa Rav Huna Breda Yeshua Avikazli Ba'urcha, they were walking on the way. Pagu Beber Rabbi Chanina Bereder of Ika, they found this other Rav. Amrule Bahadi the Chazina Barichna Lachtarti. So they said to him, oh, we see you, we're going to make two brachas. Baruch Asher Cholach Mechach Vasali Reyav. Right, that's the first bracha, we said it Amun Aleph, the bracha that you say when you see a big Talmud Chacham. V'shechianu, you haven't seen him in 30 days. So Amalahu, he says to them, oh, Anonam, he says, I'm going to do one better than you. Kiva de chazetinchu, chashav tinchu, alave kashisin rebelvan beis Yisrael. You are so special to me, you're like 600,000 Jews. So he's going to make three brachas. Ubarichna alaychu, tlasa, hanach tarti, these two, ubarach hachamarazim, and also the bracha of hachamarazim, which you make when you see thousands of Jews together. So Amrulay, they say to him, chakimas kulehai, which literally is like, you're so wise, Gemara seems to give the impression that he shouldn't have done this. He shouldn't make up his own brachos and thus make his own applications of brachos. And Yavi Be'anayu v'shachiv, he didn't last long after that. For some reason, he was too cavalier in how he approached the halacha of this bracha, making up his own brachos. That's why Bizman Hazeh, we shouldn't take our chances. We should make the brachos without Shemir Malchus. Arav Yishuv Ben Levi, Haroeh. Other types of brachas. Haroes a bahakanim. What are bahakanim? Rashi says a spotted person. A spotted person. Omer baruch mishane habrios. Blessed is Hashem who created unusual creations. Meisve, we have a kasha. We have a brisa that says you make a different bracha on bahakanim. Raza kushi, you see somebody who's extremely black. Vesachigar, somebody who's extremely red. Vesalavkan, somebody who's extremely white. Maybe an albino. Vesakipeach, somebody who has his, Rashi explains here, kipeach, is somebody who has a large stomach and the dimensions of his body don't look natural. Vesananas, you see a midget. Vesadarnikos, on the gears on the side here is that somebody who is very tall, unlike others. Rashi here says it means that somebody who has a crooked mouth. Omer baruch mishana es habrios. So all those, you say the bracha mishana habrios. Again, mishana habrios doesn't mean you're happy about it. It just means it's so unusual, and you're being makir that this is an unusual sight. Es akiteya. If you see somebody who has an amputated, Rashi says an amputated hand, ves hasuma, a blind person, ves psuye harosh. Again, different shitas on the side here. It says that your head is kind of wide. Rashi here says that your brow is matted down. That's a chiger. Your leg is amputated. A person's leg is amputated. Muchashchin, somebody who has boils. That's a bahakonim. That's one important for us, the spotted person. Then you don't say Mishan Abrios, but this Rashi says Omer Baruch Dayan Emes. These are all sad. These are all terrible. So therefore, the Gemara said, no, lokash, no problem. It depends if they were born with it or not. If somebody was born with it, you're not going to say Dayan HaEmes. Right? You're going to say Mishana Habrios. If somebody happened afterwards, then you say Dayan HaEmes. Dekanami, I'll prove it to you. Diktani dumi dekiteya shmaminok. In the Brisa, Bahakanim is with kiteya. And obviously, amputation only comes after somebody is born. That's how you know the Brisa is talking about that. The Ritva here quotes the Ravid, who says a couple of limitations on this bracha. Because of a Ravid, the kol zeh, when do you see the bracha of Dayan HaEmes? If you see somebody who's blind, or you see a midget, do you see any of these? Al adam shehu mitztayer alav, if it really affects you. If inside you really feel sad, if you some going by and you're like, oh, look at that guy, you know, you're not going to say Dayan HaEmes. Dayan HaEmes is only said out of a feeling of hurt, out of a feeling of sadness. Number one. And then he says, "V'kasa she'ina mavarich ala yafim ba'ala mechuarim ela parm rishona v'dafka shalara na mihem." And also, if you see the most beautiful thing you ever saw, the most ugly thing you ever saw, you only make these brachas when they're the most beautiful and the most ugly thing you have ever seen in your entire life, and only the first time you saw them. So, if you can apply any of these rules, so that's we're about to get to something. If you see something beautiful, that's only if you see the most beautiful and the most ugly thing in your entire life. Tanu Rabbanan haroeh pil kof v'kipuf. If you see an elephant, a monkey, what's a kipuf? Rashi here says, vulture. So vulture. Omer baruch mishana es habrios. You make the bracha mishana habrios. Ra'a brios tovos vilonos tovos. If you see beautiful creatures, and the Rambam adds in, na'im umisukanim bioser, meaning amazingly beautiful creatures. Omer baruch shekachalo bolamo. Wow, blessed Hashem who made these things in the world. And that's the bracha that you say. Interesting. I saw the Shiram Sarnab Halacha here quotes different poskim who talk about Rabbanim who dafka did or didn't go to the circus in order to see these elephants. And to go to the chassidim and who went to see, you know, and not chassidim like we know, but chassidei olam who used to go to see the animals in the zoos to make the brachas. Is that appropriate or not? So that's the, if you look at the Shiram Sarnab Halacha, he has that. Fine. Alazikin. Okay, so we finished all those brachas, now back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said you make the bracha of Osi Masa Brachos on Zikin, which we translated at the time as shooting stars. So then the Gemara, though, has a couple of options. What are Zikin? Different constellations. Again, we don't really know exactly what these are, but we'll talk about it. Amar Shmuel, Kochva de Shabbat. It's the star of Shabbat. Amar Shmuel, and Shmuel says, Nehirin li shvili de Shmai ki shvili dar Nahardo. Levar mikocha de Shabbat. Shmuel says, the pathways of heaven are as clear to me as the pathways of Nahar Da, except for the star of Shabbat, the lo yadana mainihu. I don't really know what Shabbat is. The gemiri de lo avar kisla. I just know that the star of Shabbat never went past Kisla. The avar kisla cherev ba'alma. And if it would have gone past Kisla, the world would have been destroyed. V'akach hazinan da'avar. Aye, we've seen that this star has gone past Kisla. So Ziva hu da'avar mischazik da'avar yu. No, its shine was past Kisla, but really it itself didn't go past Kisla. It just appeared as if it did. So therefore, the world was not destroyed. That's possibility number one of what Zikin are. Rav Huna Bar David, so just one unbelievable vert that I once heard b'shem Rav Shlomo Zalman. Dr. Abraham quotes this from Shlomo Zalman. We'll probably have to end here, but I have to say this vert. Shlomo Zalman once said, what does the Gemara say here? Shmuel says, I know the pathways of heaven just like I know the pathways of Naharda. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, every single word of the Gemara teaches us something. Every single word. What does the combined teach us? Shmuel says, I know the pathways of heaven like I know the pathways of the street of Nahardah. That's where he lived. Why didn't the Gemara just say, why didn't Shmuel just say, I know the pathways of Shemayim? What does he have to weigh? Why does he have to say, I know the pathways of Shemayim just like I know the pathways of my street? What, just to tell me he knew it well? Like he knew his neighborhood? That has to be some halacha here. So Shlomo Zalman says, unbelievable. He says, Shmuel was a doctor. So what's the message? So he says, or Shlomo Zalman said, that every doctor, and even more so, every Hatzalah guy, and every EMT, has a chiyuv to study the maps in his community, in order to know the fastest way to get to the hospitals, in order to know the fastest way to get around, in order to know what's a one-way street, what's a two-way street, where are the lights, what's the fastest way to go. And there's a chiyuv, not when the time comes, beforehand. Shlomo Zalman says, that's what Shmuel is saying. I know the pathways of Shemayim like I know the pathways of my own neighborhood, and I know them because I'm a doctor, and I have to know them. Shlomo Zalman says, that's what you know from this line of the Gemara. Oh, you think it's a stam line. Oh, I know the pathways of heaven like I know the pathways of my neighborhood. No, you have to know the pathways of your neighborhood, says Shlomo Zalman. That's part of being in the profession. So that's what Shlomo Zalman learns from this line. One more minute, let's do. Just finish up. What? Where I missed the house calls in the Chinami. Last skinny line. Rav Huna Bar David Yeshua Amar. Maybe a second opinion. What the zikin are? Vilon hu de makareya. It's a vilon is like a curtain. It's vilon is a it's the highest. There are different levels of shamayim. Tosas quotes the other gemara. There are seven levels of rakia. So vilon is the highest one. So you know what zikin are? When all the other heavens rip open for a minute and you see a little glimpse of the upper heavens. De magagol mechzi nehora de rakia. Right? You see the light of the upper rakia. So that's another opinion what zikin are. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We're up to the third opinion of what zikin are. The first line, Rav Ashi Amar. Okay, today's shir was Lerfush Shleima, Shmuel Tzvi Ben Basha. Main. Yes, go. Main. Okay. Was better? Okay, great. Okay. Hold on. He said something the sound was better today? I don't know if he did anything different. Main. He said the sound was better today. I don't know if there was any difference. Amen. Amen. Amen.